Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Tom McMillan, former congressman of Maryland, as well as CEO and chairman of Homeland Security Capital Corp. The company trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is HOMS. And the company is engaged in the acquisition, development, and consolidation of Homeland Security-related businesses. Thanks for joining us today, Tom.
Thank you. Glad to be on the do the interview.
Great. Now, start off by talking about your one of your subsidiaries was awarded a task order by the Homeland Defense.
Yeah, we have won several stimulus awards, but the one most recently announced was a $2.6 million group of stimulus task orders. It was actually two of them focused around the Oak Ridge, Tennessee facility where we're cleaning up primarily some radiological and nuclear legacy waste from, you know, most of it was Cold War, development.
Right. So now you have talk to us about some of your subsidiaries. You have Nexus Technology, Security Holding, Polymatrix. What obviously the synergies are in Homeland Security, but talk to us about what each one of the divisions does.
Safety and Ecology, which is our largest subsidiary in Knoxville, Tennessee, is focused on environmental remediation, technology-based environmental remediation, particularly focusing on radiological and nuclear cleanup. So we do a lot of nuclear and radiological cleanup around the world, as a matter of fact. Our next subsidiary is Nexus, which is a electronic security solutions based in the suburbs of New York City, and that does a lot of electronic security solutions for commercial and government customers. And our third subsidiary is a company called Polymatrix, which is a joint venture with a Russian company where we market a radiological detection device, a portable radiological detection device to primarily government users. Our largest contract today has been with the state of Illinois. So those are our three subsidiaries.
Great. Now, so in terms of talk about some of the market trends right now as far as Homeland Security and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, I mean, we have a kind of a subset of Homeland Security because we focus, yes, we focus on security, but we also focusing on a lot of nuclear preparedness, cleanup, and the like. For example, we have we work in the United Kingdom. We work on a number of nuclear cleanup projects over there. We, for example, cleaned up Christmas Island, where there were nuclear tests for the British government. We do a lot of standby readiness work if there's ever a radiological or nuclear event in the UK, and we do a lot of in the United States, we have a number of contracts related to disaster relief. If there is another Katrina, we have a standby contract to help clean up any of the damage in the Gulf area, as well as a contract if there is if any of our airports, and particularly in the South, are harmed by a natural or man-made disaster. We would be engaged in the aftermath of those disasters on a cleanup basis. So the trends, to get to your point, security is still obviously very, very high priority, but a major part of our business is cleaning up a great deal of the sort of the legacy nuclear radiological waste that was an offshoot of the Cold War. There's been a great deal of stimulus money that has been devoted to these cleanups. We've had DOE's had about $6 billion given to them just in stimulus money above and beyond their normal budgets. And so we anticipate that we're going to win more and more stimulus money. We've announced to date that we've aggregated $20.2 million in shovel-ready stimulus projects. And we We are hopeful that that number will grow significantly in the months ahead.
Certainly. And so who are your competitors, Tom, and what makes the company unique from some of your the other players in your sector?
Well, one of the things is that in the small business area, we occupy under a classification of the federal government, which is deemed to be a small business preference. So when we compete against the Shaw Group or URS or Tetra Tech or any of the large companies, we actually have an advantage because we have a preference because of our size of federal government. So that obviously is one favorable factor. The other thing I think is that for a small company, we have tremendous capabilities. I mean, we think that we are, you know, quick, responsive, that we are very, very willing to go the extra mile for our customers. And, you know, we're not a large sort of bureaucratic organization. We make decisions very quickly. And I think it's our speed and our flexibility, as well as our innovation, that are obviously assets as well.
Good answer, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Tom, as well as that of the key management over at HOMS.
I was a former United States Congressman, entrepreneur before that, left Congress in 93. I've been involved in a number of different ventures, including several in the Homeland Security space. I've taken several companies public, and so I've had a diversified background in government business. Our president, Chris, likewise, a few years ago was Entrepreneur of the Year in the Southeast for as awarded by Ernst & Young. He started the company in the early 90s, bootstrapped it, built it up, and we acquired it about a year and a half ago. So he's got a sort of a very entrepreneurial background. And as a result, our largest subsidiary, SEC, Safety and Ecology, in Tennessee, has a very sort of entrepreneurial culture.
Definitely. And so what specific goals and objectives does the team here hope to accomplish for over the next 12 months?
Well, our goals are really to continue to win, you know, hopefully more than $100 million of stimulus money. Obviously we have a ways to go in that. And to do a good job for the federal government. Obviously, with this money comes a lot of transparency and a requirement. You know, the foundation behind this is job creation. So we hope that we can assist the government in really help stimulate the economy, but also to take care of some very, very important projects that these extra dollars can make a difference on. I mean, there is tremendous amounts of land in America, you know, Hanford in Washington and places like Savannah River and Oak Ridge that have tremendous amounts of waste that we haven't been able to fully clean up because of budget constraints. So our goal is really to be a good partner with the U.S. government trying to clean these sites up. That's probably our major focus over the next 12 months.
Definitely. And in terms of growth, will you look to continue to grow organically, or what's your M&A strategy?
We are continuing to look at acquisitions. Obviously, we think we will continue to grow organically. Our year-to-year growth is continuing at probably between 5-10%. But obviously, we would like to accelerate that if we could find the right acquisition.
Definitely, and. So in terms of investors, do you believe right now that investors, that the company's story is completely understood and appreciated by the investment community?
Oh, I think we have work to do in that area, but, you know, it's not a simple story. We have a number of different divisions, and we work in some complex areas, but we are continuing to build on our messaging for the company.
And so what do you believe investors are missing from your story, which, if they better understood, would result in a higher valuation of your stock price?
Well, I mean, our interest right now is to make sure as a microcap company that we get the proper fouling so that, you know, we can have more liquidity in our stock. I think that will help drive value to our shareholders. I think that the opportunities are very significant in the areas that we're working on. I mean, we have some contracts that could result in some very significant revenues, what I call surge revenues. Now, we don't count on any of that in our budget, whether it's cleaning up a nuclear event or a radiological event in the UK or cleaning up another hurricane. But we have, not only do we have great, good, solid organic growth in our base business, but we also have some opportunities for some blue sky sort of returns. And so I think investors have to continue to watch us quarter after quarter. I think we will continue to meet their expectations.
Well, good. And so once again, joining us today is Tom McMillan, CEO and Chairman of Homeland Security Capital Corp. The company trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is HOMS, currently trading at 17 cents a share. Now, before we conclude, Tom, just to rehash, what do you think are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think we have a good, solid management team, too. I think we're in a very, very good growth areas. Environmental cleanup and security are, you know, both strong growth areas. I think those are primarily the two areas. We're in good, solid growth businesses, and we have a good management team.
Well, great, and we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your future progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors.
Thank you.